Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions. Explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives. Access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Oh, hello, everyone. It's just beautiful outside. Oh, right.
It is. It's a beautiful day in this universe.
Yeah, and as we're at our later time, we have to remember it's been a beautiful day.
Well, hey, you know, somewhere in the world, it's a beautiful day.
Exactly.
So today's show is on space and consciousness. And we all know about physical boundaries and measurements, but what is space from the perspective of consciousness? And how do we energetically experience space and how do we navigate it as consciousness?
It's something we mention all the time, that in this work, there is no time, there is no space. So that's what we're going to chat about consciously today, is what do we mean when we talk about space? Because it's really important.
Yeah. I mean, and I have a multitude of ways to go about that, too, because there's people who are very fixed in their physical bodies, and yet they have no awareness of energetic space. So it's a fun topic, folks. Let us tell folks about ways that they can go deeper with us and also ways to connect with us beyond the show.
Go for it.
I guess I'll go first. Okay, so my website is joan-newcomb.com. If you go there, you can sign up to receive a life purpose quiz. It's a quiz to find out what your purpose is, who you are, why you are here, and give you some ideas about regaining your passion for life. So that's right there on my website. There's also information about my meetups. I do meetups in the Puget Sound in Seattle, Bellevue, Tacoma, and Olympia. And I also do a monthly webinar. And actually, you and I do a monthly webinar. We're about to tell you about that. Mm-hmm. And because we have another one coming up in April. And then, and I do YouTube videos twice a week. And I also have a weekly blog newsletter. So go find out everything on my website at joan-newcomb.com. And how about you, Janet?
And I offer Conscious Conversations with Janet. You can hear on Tuesday evenings in Portland, Oregon, and also Thursday afternoons, we do a consciousness playground. You can get a hold of me through meetup.com, Conscious Conversations, or you can email me directly at janetb@janetandbeyond.com or through my website. JanetandBeyond.com. And we have lots of ways Joan and I interact with people. We love our work here with Conscious Conversations and supporting others like yourself engage and participate and make changes in your life and be part of the collective and be the exciting individual you are in the collective. So we want to offer that. And we want you to start writing in, and we'll be announcing the topic for the next week's show. So that gives you time to maybe write some questions or thoughts you might have about the subject. We had a great conference call a couple of days ago. We do those on the third Thursdays of the month. Next one's in April. Joan was mentioning on the 21st. Be sure and sign up for those at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com, because that's a great way to be in conversation with us in a small group setting. So we can answer your questions, practice accessing heart space, explore terminology that we might not be covering over the radio show. So there's lots of different ways to interact with us.
Yes, yes. So we did do a conscious conference call a couple days
ago. We were conscious of our call, yeah.
Three times fast. And our next one is going to be April 21st. And then also next Saturday.
Oh, gosh. Saturday, it's coming up.
It's coming up fast. We are going to be at Emerald Spirals Expo on March 26th. And that is at the Kent Commons in Kent, Washington. And there's more information about it at emeraldspiral.com. But Janet and I are going to have a booth. We are going to be doing consciousness sessions, and we are going to be selling fun things like wands. And I've got a couple books that are for sale. And just come on up and say hi, because we just love to meet people in person, in body.
Yeah, we're pretty neat people. So you want to meet us. Yeah. Things happen. I mean, the last time I had someone there, her health stuff shifted, and she was transformed, and it was just such a light to be able to participate with her in that. And so, you know, sometimes you don't know why you do something. Sometimes you don't know. You just follow your heart. And she found me. She had no plans of showing up that day. And she listened. And this is what we want to encourage all of you. Just take those opportunities to listen. Stop and listen. Because you're working with yourself all the time. And being conscious. And that's what this is all about. Being able to realize you have this resource within you to make a difference in your life. And it can save your life. So you want to listen in there.
Yes, yeah. that's a great topic for a future show.
Yeah.
You know, and the week after this one, we're going to be down in Portland. We're going to be at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo over April 2nd and 3rd. So we'll actually be there for 2 days. We know that we're in booth 618. I'm not certain what number booth we're in at the Emerald Spiral Expo, that you can find out on their website. You can see the booth map and see where we are there. But we've got a nice little spot in Portland, and also we're going to be talking. We're going to be giving a presentation. And Janet, when is that?
I think that's at noon on the 2nd, and that's at the Memorial Coliseum. It's the Rose Garden. No, it's not. Oh, you know, we get those two so confused. Look on the website. It'll tell you exactly where to be.
Which is, let me see. That is BMSE, like Body, Mind, Spirit Expo, BMSE.net.
For Portland.
We'll give you directions and all sorts of groovy things.
Yeah, and we'll have books, and we'll have our magic wands, and we'll have all our different things, and really looking forward. It's a 2-day event, and lots of people come. So, and there's lots of other vendors, too, so we don't want to short them. So come and have a great experience. And we're going to talk about the shift that's happening in consciousness and give you some ideas and thoughts about playing with
it. And about upgrading your techniques for consciousness. Right. Real quick. Other ways to stay in touch with us is to join the group on Facebook. Come join us on Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. You can also follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. You can follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. I have a whole lot of fun tweeting all sorts of things on my Twitter feed. You can also subscribe to us on YouTube, because we have practically all these shows now on YouTube. So go ahead and find us in all these wonderful places. And also you can email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Let us know what sort of things you would like us to talk about. If you have any questions, we actually have a question from a listener that we'll be talking about later on.
It's all good stuff, guys. So lots of different ways to participate. And wherever you are in the world, whatever time zone you're in, whenever you're listening to this us, there is no time and there is no space. And we'll get farther into that in what we're talking about in just a few moments. So,
right. We have to stop for a commercial break right now. But stay tuned, because we're talking about space and consciousness in a state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I am your host, Joan. I'm along here with Janet, and we are talking about space.
Yeah, the final frontier.
That's exactly it. That's all I can say without paying royalties.
So. Yeah, really. Well, and I think actually the best way to, we have a few words we can offer you. And then I think the best way to experience is just to access heart space. Yes. And you can really feel it. So what we're talking about is in a physical realm, you have a sense of place. And it's your space, right? And we all know what that means. And we have a sense of personal space. And we know what that means, you know, that little field around you where if you get too close, I feel you're too close. That's your sense of personal space, right? You can do that emotionally. You can do it in all kinds of ways. And so when we're talking about the lack of sense of space and consciousness, it is the expansive field. There is no border. There is no limit. There is not even often that feeling of, oh, this is me. I mean, because you can feel all that come apart. So what would you say about that, Joan? And then I think we'll just drop in.
Yeah, it's a great topic because my original training was very space-oriented. It was an energetic training. It was metaphysical, but it was very space-oriented. So, you know, very had people become aware of their auras, so your energetic space around you. And the thing that it did not accurately, I don't know if that's the right word, it did not address very well was the empathic aspect. Mm-hmm. And the you know, it's like I will feel somebody 9,000 miles away. And but a lot of that's all bottom of the fish tank stuff is how I call it. Now, the thing I'm finding now with doing consciousness techniques and, you know, like being in heart space with you in consciousness is a very expansive, it's both expansive and it's non-resisting so that you can be aware on a global way, and you don't feel like your space is being invaded. However, what I also have found with people who don't have any awareness to start with about their energetic space is that they're feeling that expansive globalness, and they're not feeling anchored in their body. So it's kind mm-hmm. of alarming feeling mm-hmm. of not being centered in their own hologram.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So let's go into heart space and see if this is even a topic.
And then we did have an anonymous question asked of us.
Let's do that in heart space.
Okay, yeah, that's where we'll address it. So, all right, everyone. So wherever you are, whatever time and space and condition that might be, and we just want you to relax. And this is, our show is really not about doing things so much as the part of you that can hold the awareness of how we're engaging. So if you're lying down, great. If you're sitting up, probably not easy to read the newspaper and be tracking us. So what we want you to do is just create the space and the time and see there is no time and space. So there you go. You have it when you need it, and when you don't, you don't. So just notice what it'd be like to just bring your awareness to being right now. Let go of all those other little things or big things. There's a breath. And we're just going to use the word heart as a way to centrally locate, because we do need some access point. So as we release the everyday thinking stuff and just drop your awareness into your heart, right? And thank it for beating and the pleasure of it. And imbue the heart with a feeling of, oh, I like my job. What if your heart was art friendly? There you go. We need a little more loving that thing. And then just deepen your awareness to emotional terrain. And so heart also means emotional for most of us. So just notice that. It's just information. Don't make any judgments about it. Just allow yourself to notice your emotional terrain. Oh, and you might have many different emotions up and around. So right now, we're just going to notice them and not be attached. So just notice that. And then you're going to deepen where we go to the core essence of all. That is the heart. The heart of all of us, where we are all one, and you can feel that. And this is where the joy is, in a whole different sort of context. So just notice that. Allow yourself to get beyond the emotional references into where you and I are one, where we are just the bits and pieces, and feel that sea of potential. And allow it to be a sea of potential. And allow yourself to experience the lightness there. And this is where we lose the individuality and we see the collective. We experience the collective that we call consciousness. And if you start to notice, it's just expansive. And science tells us that universes are expanding. So a lot that we hold around consciousness technologies and whatever, these new frameworks of engaging our sense of being, it's all expanding. And that means we expand with it. And we expand from within. So as we deepen and unfold, and so just notice how you notice this, and that's a sensory experience in some way. There we go. Yeah, you kind of wave bye-bye to the judgments, to your sense of where the wall is. You might hear something new or know something or feel something or all the different ways we can experience expansiveness, warmth, support, no judgment. What you got, Joan?
I am having a wonderful time rafting down the river with you. Let me see if I had anything to say about space.
I am so delighted with our listeners. Right, because this every week, this just really starts to build a reference for I don't have to think about it that way. I don't have to. It's a lot of I don't have to in this, right? I mean, in our little conscious framework.
Well, it becomes effortless.
Yes, that's what this all is about.
Oh, so the feeling, I'll give you an example. You know, I do these meetups, and they're conscious conversation meetups that I do around the Puget Sound. And they are so easy and effortless for me to facilitate. Mm-hmm. And it is such a joyous experience. And it is nothing like the awareness that I used to have holding space for groups. And I actually remember back then they were joyous as well, because I really love holding space for groups and all. But these ones are very quickly and instantly in a very high and expansive experience. And I come away from that in this really wonderful, high, expansive experience. And that's what it's like being here in heart space. That's what it's like being in consciousness. It is totally effortless. And the other thing for me I'm aware of is that I'm not spaced out when I'm in this space.
Right, right, right.
It's like a heightened awareness of all that is. So, you know, I think people look at it from the outside and assume that, you know, you must be drunk.
Well, that's a great awareness you just offered me, because, you know, the term spaced out, and we're always using the term there is no space. And maybe that's an association a lot of people might have for the idea of just feeling this expansiveness. That might be their reference for it. And we're suggesting don't need to go to that expense.
Right.
All you have to do is just allow yourself to experience your own high, right? And it's not about, you brought up a very good point there. Yeah.
Well, if you think about it, the reason, why are people getting
high? Yeah.
They're using an artificial form to reconnect with themselves as consciousness.
Right.
And all you need to do is connect to yourself as consciousness.
Right.
They're trying to get out of the bottom of the fish tank, but the means that they're using gets them more mired in the bottom of the fish tank. And, you know, you, Janet, you've never had a drink, right? And you've never...
I have had a drink, but I don't drink.
You don't drink, that's right. You don't drink.
Because I can't tolerate it. You know, I mean, I don't need it. My system.
Right. It's kind of this. I mean, I had about 10 years where I didn't drink, and it was because I was afraid of drinking. And I had to break that down. It's like, okay, you know, my first husband was a drug addict, but he wasn't really alcoholic. So where is this? And so then I finally, at a wedding one day, I had a sip of wine, and it was this explosion of flavors in my tongue. And I suddenly went, oh, and then I went, meh. You know, it's like I had no urge for like more than that. I suddenly get it now, while people can, you know, study wine and they get obsessed with pairing wine with food and all, because when you have that explosion of flavor, it's delightful. But other than that, it doesn't do anything for me.
It doesn't
do what they say it's supposed to do, but you know, but this being in heart space is, words. Words do not describe.
So. Right. And what we're offering people is that this doesn't have to be a long-term process. And often people, okay, we know what meditation is, and we got to create the space for that in our life, you know, and the time and all that. And we're just saying, hey, just tune in. Allow it to be real. And just, you step right into it. There's no middleman here, and there's no agent, you know, there's no medium like drugs and alcohols and sex and all those kind of different things. And in their right context, great, fine. I have no problem with any of it. And I don't want to wait till then. I need this. I use this as a way of life. Right. I'm looking to be able to access. So there is no space. I don't put this in a space. It is just as free flowing as consciousness is. And you come across the chair and that's a bit, and you come across a person and that's another bit. And it's like, oh, okay. Hi. Nice reference. Here you are. Here I am. What are we going to do with this today? How are we going to play with this? And that's this sense of expansiveness that I'm holding here.
And, you know, that's the thing that I have always appreciated about you. I have loved the way that you, you know, you are not, you are the opposite of compartmentalized. You totally live and embody this world. And I so admire that. There, you have no reason to pass in the real world for anything other than exactly who you are.
Well, we could talk to my husband about it, but and so here we are. You bring a great point. Okay, how not to be spacey without space. I don't know if I put that right, but it's not about being grounded and it's not about being flighty. It's about being present, which is a whole different experience.
So what I teach people in my meetup groups is I talk to them about being wirelessly connected.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that's a shift instead of being grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Because my experience with grounding, it's old paradigm, but it, you know, when you're cording the earth, because my technique was to cord the earth from your first chakra, you know, and the cording aspect of it is what dial up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like when you are plugged into the internet and you know how long it takes to download information when you're plugged in, when you're on dial up. So wirelessly connecting is an effortless way to be present in the hologram, and then I use focal points to the lower part of the body as a placeholder for consciousness to focus in the body, and it just brings people instantly present.
Yeah,
and this is really, we're seeking this sense of presence. We're seeking this sense of being centered in the body and in the hologram that we're in.
Right. And it's so it's allowing yourself to hold awareness of more than one thing, right?
Right.
And so you are one focal point, and then it's just what the earth represents in that field of belief and knowledge and knowing, and we're saying, that is something to connect to, that having that within your field of reference, that's great. So think Earth, it's done. It's not something, because those old paradigms are about establishing and developing ritual and process. And what it does is it helps make it real to us. It brings us into a sense of reality. And that's what all of this is about, is shifting your senses of reality, having alternate realities. And we call them that because right where you are in the current reality, you might want to shift to a different reality where information and you are different. And we're not using that in a judgment about where you find yourself right now. We're just looking at it as an opportunity in understanding the degree that we understand scientifically and in quantum mechanics and physics terms, etc. And don't quote me, because I'm not that's not my field of deep knowledge. It's my field of deep experience.
Yeah.
Right? It's my field of deep knowing, not my field of deep knowledge. Two different things.
Yes.
So, and we want to be clear about that. So we're inviting our listeners, all of you, to be able to be when you don't know why or where or how you are to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's in a trust, in a knowing place, because it's this connection, that doorway the heart is serving as to the subtle energies. And that was what our question was about that came in for us. What did we mean by subtle energies and how do we use them? Right.
Yeah, why is it important to keep these energies balanced? And, right. And actually, that's even a question. I don't know if that's important. So do you want to answer
you start. Well, let's see where we wind up.
Well, I want to answer the question about whether or not they need to be balanced, but you could define subtle energies for her.
Well, subtle energies. So subtle energies are those that you don't hold awareness consciously of. I guess you could say, for me, it means what I can't see. Just because I can't see it doesn't mean it's there. And in metaphysical terms, that's how you use your senses, your clairvoyance, your ability to see, your ability to hear, your ability to feel, your ability to know. And I can track the energy. Joan tracks the energy of something that you can't necessarily touch. We all do it. We all have a capability. We all have a skill set for it. Whether it's developed or not is to the individual. So there are subtle energies. And one that always comes to mind, people go, what are you talking about? And I'm like, well, the wind. I experience it. I don't know where the hell it comes from. I don't track the wind. I feel it. Oh, okay. All right. And the wind is real because I can see the tree fall over. I can see the leaf move, whatever. There's lots of different examples. You have a knowing about something. And this is what we were talking about earlier. That thing that said, don't do that. And you either did or you didn't. And it turned out you should have or you shouldn't. Right? There's so many different ways. So both Joan and I and many of you out there can feel and read and track and pull information out of what you can't see in your hands. And then if you look at your hands, and everybody, if you're in a position to look at your hands, just notice your hands.
Stop sitting on your hands and look at them.
Or laying on them, rolling over your head.
Take your hands away from there and look at them.
Yeah. And just feel what you feel around your hands. So you have a sense of your hands and we can see it. So it's real. What I'm going to suggest to you is what's between your hands.
Oh, that's
is
great.
As real.
Yes.
Full of information. And you can see it, feel it, touch it, taste it, hear it. That's what our senses are for. And if you allow yourself into the reality, the realm, that is true, your life will change. Right, Joan?
Yes. And I'm going to add to that because, you know, I mean, I've lived in this realm of energy since at least 1981. Mm-hmm. I mean, you and I both were tuned in, you know, as teenagers to stuff, but I went through metaphysical training. And so to me, there's the unseen energy. And I just flashed on when you were talking about the wind as an example. If you go to the original term in the Bible, Jesus spoke Aramaic, and his Aramaic term for wind has been is also his term for spirit. So if you go through the Bible and you just read references to wind, they might have actually been talking more about this unseen energy that we're talking about.
Right. Wow. Okay.
And so I am finding there is unseen energy and then there's unseen energy. And so to me, auras and things like that have been real, and dead people, you know, their energy is real. And so the atmosphere in places is real. Mm-hmm. I have been finding, as I've been exploring with my own consciousness techniques, and I've been developing consciousness techniques with my clients, and there's something else that's outside the box of that. So it's not even on that level of frequency.
Mm-hmm.
That is hard to explain. Well, but to me, that's that outside the hologram kind of consciousness level that we can get to.
Right. And the other part is that in the terms of consciousness, states of rapport.
Yes.
They don't use the term empath, which is an old reference, and we're very clear about how we're using it. So you can have states of rapport, and that has a scientific background to it, that you can be here and that information can be elsewhere, and all you have to do is connect. So that's why Joan and I have clients all over the world, and we don't need you right in front of us. We don't need your story. We just tap into that as reality, and information shows up like crazy. Yeah, and we nail it.
Yeah, there on that level, there is no distance. You know, touching on something you had said much earlier about, you know, when I was talking about wirelessly connecting to the center of the earth. And the thing I didn't say is that when I started with this level of awareness with consciousness technologies, and I differentiate between consciousness technologies that I learned and the consciousness techniques that I am creating, Mm-hmm. There came a point where there was no center of the earth and there were no chakras. And it really kind of messed with my head. Since I was really attached to that reality.
Yeah.
And so there wasn't any point to wirelessly connect to the center of the earth when it wasn't there.
It's
more like, you know, you can wirelessly connect to the center of the hologram. And then I started realizing, well, you know, the people that I'm working with believe that there's a center of the earth. So let them wirelessly connect.
Yeah.
And what it does help because it brings you more present into the hologram. It brings you more present into the here and now experience of being in your body. And because don't tell your body that there's no center of the earth. It'll really freak it out. Just pretend I didn't say that. So, okay. Oh, so how to keep these energies balanced? Are we ready for me to answer that part of the question?
There was something that came up while you were explaining it, and it's tickled and it went somewhere. So go ahead. And if it shows up, we'll organize it again.
Okay. So I'm not certain that it's important to keep these energies balanced. The balancing is the old paradigm of, you know, is the old dial-up Newtonian physics aspect of things. And so the idea of staying in balance, because, you know, if your body's not in balance, it's going to fall on its face, you know. If the boat is not balanced, it's going to tip over kind of thing. And I am finding that when we start working on the level of, you know, consciousness technologies or with my consciousness techniques, that the opposite is always true. I always have to go against my original programming because you're not, there's no balance where there's no gravity.
Yes. Okay. And I remembered what I needed to mention, and I can start, I'm feeling it, right, is that when we said there is no distance, mm-hmm, there is no time,
yes,
there is no space, information is just present. And as I'm allowing myself to go to that space of where that space, where that reality is in operating, I can feel things starting to flux. Mm-hmm. And some of you may be tapping in to that sense of flux. And so that's what it is. When you shift out of the reality of distance, time, and space, your orientation is going to be different. And what Joan was just talking about, how important that core sense of earth is, because that's the way you're organized. This is what's showing up right in this moment.
Yeah.
And if you just bring your awareness to it and allow yourself to experience it, you may find yourself having an experience that feels like, what's that?
Yeah.
And everyone who is part of this show now or in the future, will tap in and feel this if they hold awareness of it. So it's developing your skill sets of awareness that you are consciousness at play. And this is why it's fun and why Joan is always so aware of that consciousness is a lightness and fun, because this is what happens when that human experience goes, woo, that could be fun.
Yes.
And information is just showing up, offering itself, because it has no attachment. And you can feel your own unfolding into your authentic place, into where, oh, there, that's what it is. And if I would just listen to you more often, right? Because I think all of us have our answers. We just have it organized so that we live more interesting lives. And it's, whether it's cloaked in tragedy or sadness or joy or however it is you choose to experience it.
So let me see. I still feel like I haven't really answered the keep these energies balanced question. I mean, my answer to that was don't bother. But But there's something, there's a different term to replace.
Maybe you're talking about harmony, Joan.
Oh, I like that. I do.
Harmony is where values can be different, but in the totality, you're at 100 or, you know, in some way. And balance often has a feeling of just a flat line, and it has a harshness to it if sometimes. And maybe that's it. We want to allow for flux. So
harmony allows for different frequencies to all be.
Yeah. So, and that's really probably, and sometimes we're very precarious with our sense of balance. It's important to have when you need a direction and a placement and gravity and centrifugal force and all these natural forces that are unseen. Gravity is a perfect one. You see the effect. You see the effect of wind. You see the effect of gravity. You know when you don't have it. But what is it? Where is it? You know, it's an unseen, subtle energy.
Well, so, and the other thing that I mean, my grounding, dial-up grounding, you would use this dial-up grounding and gravity would increase. Mm. And it was a sense of pulling you more into the density. And so my judgment when we were first, when I first met you and we were doing these energy seminars, and I was like, oh God, these people are so ungrounded. And, couldn't make me fall over because I was too grounded. And the thing I'm finding when I upgrade my techniques from dial-up to Wi-Fi is I'm not ungrounded. I am more centered and I am more present. Mm-hmm. And it's a different awareness. I mean, I'm still on the planet, so obviously I'm not floating off into outer space, but it is a different awareness of gravity. And if you think about it, the gravitational waves, and there's a different definition of gravity nowadays than we might have learned growing up in school. And I think that is kind of in harmony with this new conscious awareness of how to be on the planet and be in this hologram, but be in it so it's more CGI than, or not CGI, but even more like more high def than it was before.
Well, the wonderful guys that I have done a lot of different trainings with are the first ones to say that energy is circular, and it's rotational field. So inherent in that is centrifugal force within gravity. And I feel that. And a lot of people might feel that. And we think things are this or they're that or the other thing. And there are a lot of forces at play in any focal point that you need to expand your awareness, because you can be reacting to anything. And so life is this harmonious dance always, right? And that in being present, you can feel in the term being present, there's a centering that happens with it that's attached or is encoded in it. And so it's no longer that I have to have my 2 feet firmly placed and nothing can take me out because this is what I say I am, because this is where I have to be. That dynamic starts to go, which is what you were describing and how you were making that shift in awareness that you are who you are no matter where you are. And who you are is subject to change at any moment. And that's what gets fun, right? So this is, just notice everybody, I think we're probably coming up here pretty soon.
Right. Do we have time to come out of the elevator or should we do that later?
Well, why don't we just leave ourselves here for...
Sure.
Let them see what they notice.
Okay, we're not
in the elevator. Notice out there, people.
Just stay in heart space. Don't get into the elevator, whatever you do. Okay. There's an escalator at the back of the heart.
An escalator. I love that idea. Okay.
All right. Well, it's about that time. So we're going to take a commercial break and stay tuned because we're still talking about space and consciousness in a state of grace.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath, Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I am Joan. I'm along here with Janet, and we are talking about space and consciousness.
I'm feeling pretty good, Joan. What do you notice?
Yeah. I think I started doing Soul Train and not any Star Trek reference. Soul Train.
Yeah. And I want everyone who's listening at whatever time that is to just notice. Yeah, I'm just sitting here. I got a huge smile on my face. And if I was the kind of girl to be giggly, I think I'd be giggly. It's just really a warmth present and reorienting going on, because the world is full of so much stuff, right? And we seem to have a lot up, and we seem to have a lot of anger up. I think everybody will hopefully can recognize that. And it's like, this feels so different than that. So we want to just notice that. Invite that in to this place and just see what happens to it.
I wouldn't invite the anger into this place. I would invite you to be in this place.
And view the anger.
Amidst the anger, right.
Yeah.
I was just thinking how, you know, some people might feel like the only times that they can be in heart space is, you know, when they're listening to this show in the comfort of their own home. And I invite you to go to work and drop into heart space and see what happens.
Right. Totally. That is our objective. This is not something you say for special occasions or, you know, just when you go to bed. It's great for when you go to bed. This is how to enrich your life experience, your day-to-day, by paying attention, holding the awareness that it's this easy, it can happen pretty quick because we look to just do it in the blink of an eye and be in that reality because we know what that reality feels like, and it's important to us because we realize that we experience life differently. When I'm not in this place, life gets really more challenging. And I'm all about enjoying myself anymore. I know all the other stuff. Been there, done that. That t-shirt is a rag and it doesn't even exist anymore. So this is what I choose to do instead. I want to encode this day-to-day life from this place. So you can do it, people. You just got to make some choices. Some different choices.
Well, and the thing for folks to know is that at any moment, you can shift the reality that you're in. You can, you actually are like stepping into parallel universes. So if you choose to be in heart space, then you are in a universe where that energy exists, and it will change your office. It will change the business meeting you're going in. It'll change your family because actually that's not even accurate. You'll be in a universe where your family or your office is different.
And it doesn't mean you control others. What it means is it changes how you relate to what shows up. So it's not about fixing or saving or solving anybody else, because we're each as part of consciousness. So it is about how who you are ripples out. They experience that, and in that connection, they experience themselves in some way, and then they come back. And it has to be transformed. There has to be. They cannot not be the same. It can't be the same. Well, whatever. All those double negatives.
And I would say my experience with it too is that that's not even that the energy ripples out, though there is a truth to that people will match that energy. But I also have found that I have stepped into a universe where everybody may look the same, but the environment is different. So people are all behaving differently because I'm now in the universe where everybody likes each other.
So see, this is what happens when you let go of that definition of space.
Yeah.
Right. And so you can operate in a world that doesn't have a sense of time or space. We need those things to keep in track with the rest of us, but it doesn't have to dictate your interior experience. So that's what we want everyone to be sure about. And I think, Joan, you know, let's just leave people here.
Yes.
And see where they go with it. And let us know how life shows up for you when this is where you are. And
there's something else I keep wanting to say. Okay. The other thing that is, you know, my original training was very anally space oriented. And what I discovered once I got away from that is that, you know, it's impossible to be in love if you are trying to protect your space, because being in love is merging. Mm-hmm. And that's really when you are at this heightened sense of consciousness, it is really all love.
Well, you just relate to people differently, right? I mean,
it's the ultimate of non-resistance is the other thing.
Yes, there's no holding back. What if you could be true to yourself and show up and you didn't have to compartmentalize and manipulate yourself to picture some image that you have or you think is something? And it's like, who couldn't enjoy your heart? There may be people distracted by the surface because we like beauty and we like things and blah, 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 blah. And sometimes it just really doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. And that's what we're encouraging. So I think it's probably time to focus on
how to be deepened, how to connect with us outside of the show. Is that what you're talking about?
I think that's where we're going, girl.
It's an invitation to go deeper, a way to connect with us beyond the show. All right. My website is joan-newcomb.com. You can go there to find out about my meetups. I have a meetup coming up in Tacoma on April 9th. And the reason why there isn't one for the next couple weekends is because Janet and I are doing some groovy stuff, and stay tuned because we're about to talk about that. But you can also go to my website to view the YouTube videos that I put out. I do a Mystic Minute twice a week, and I talk about these consciousness techniques and viewing life and experiencing life from consciousness. You can also find out more about my private mentorship program called 12 Weeks to Transformation, and it helps people regain or discover their true life purpose and regain living their life with passion and become capable of consciously navigating their lives. So that's my pitch. What about you, Janet?
They can join me for Conscious Conversations with Janet or Consciousness Playground on Tuesday or Thursday afternoons here in Portland, Oregon, if you're local to the area. You can contact me off my blog, which I send out weekly like Joan does hers, and sign up for that at my website at janetandbeyond.com. And I've been writing for many years now about what we notice in group and what we notice about life and consciousness in those terms. And I invite you, there's a $25 discount for your first session with me, if you'd like. And we can look at what's challenging you in maybe a whole new different way and how you are experience it, and maybe it just disappears. Happens all the time, everyone. So we'll invite you to do that. We wanted our show next week is about extrasensory perception. Take this time this week when you come out of this daze to to write us what you might want to have a question about, what we might look at for you, and we'll talk about it in the next show. So we want to thank you all for joining us.
Wait. Did I completely leave the body when you were talking about the expos and everything?
Oh, I didn't re-mention those. No, go
no,
for
no,
it
no,
real
yes,
quick.
Because
we're at our time.
That's fine. I haven't heard a countdown yet. So we're going to be at Emerald Spirals Expo on March the 26th, and that is in Kent, Washington. You can find out the exact directions at emeraldspiral.com. And we are also going to be at Body, Mind, Spirit Expo in Portland on April 2nd and 3rd. And you can find out more about that at BMSE.com. bmse.net. So that's Body, Mind, Spirit Expo, bmse.net. And a little reminder that we also love to hear from you. Please join us on Facebook, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. And you can follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. You can follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. You can also follow Janet and I on Facebook. We're Janet Barrett and Joan Newcomb. And give us your suggestions of things to talk about, or if you, like Janet might have just said, we're going to be talking about extrasensory perceptions. So please, this week, go to Facebook, go to Twitter, and let us know what your comments, questions are about extrasensory perceptions.
And I do want to let people know, check out the fan book page, because on that I'm starting, have been posting for the last couple of weeks, consciousness cookies for the day. And I put them out maybe 3 times a week. And the feedback from people has just been delightful. They've been enjoying them. So it gives you something to contemplate about consciousness.
Yes, so that's the Facebook page on that's the fan page on Facebook.
Or they can sign up for my Janet Facebook page, Janet Barrett, I think it is.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't do those things.
You were calling them fan book, and I thought that was just adorable.
All right.
So, yes, you now have been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett, everyone. So it's been so delightful once again. Enjoy your time.
Thank
we'll
you for
you
joining
next week.
Us.
Or hear you, or we'll listen, or something. Some sense we'll have of you next
same
week.
Same time, same channel. Bye.
There we go. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.